And Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Jason Kelsey was lit. Okay. What? Jason Kelsey is apparently the new queen of Christmas. Damn it, Maury. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't think that's even possible.
Mariah Carey, as we all know, is the queen of Christmas. But I guess Jason's got a song out right now. So here's, first of all, here's Jason talking about how he's the new queen of Christmas.
Jason, how does it feel to officially be the queen of Christmas?
I've fought my whole life to be the queen of Christmas. And yes, the fact that we're finally there is just really special. We caught it in early November. We'll see if it holds up throughout the rest of Christmas. It was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, I just still in awe of the fact that that actually happened. There is no percent chance any song that I am in should be streaming number one on any service.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit. Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
Stevie Nicks.
So as it is right now on iTunes 100 Holiday Chart.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks. Song is called Maybe This Christmas. It's originally a Ron Sexsmith song. Uh-huh. That they did. It is currently, Maury, cover your ears. It's currently above Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Amazing. We need
a
new.
I didn't cover my ears, and I knew that.
We need a new jam.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
Yes.
Maybe this year love will appear.
This.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Don't you guys feel stupid for talking about John Cena for so long now?
No.
Maybe there'll be
sound good.
No, sound good. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yes. And please, nobody come after me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
No disrespect to Mr. Stevie Nicks.
But
Jason Kelsey sounds better than Stevie Nicks on this song.
Okay. You know Stevie Nicks is a woman, right?
When you said it now, yes. I apologize to all the Stevie Nicks fans out there.
Huge one right here.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
I know Mo's just taking shot after shot today.
Go after Mocha. Cool.
I like this
song. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's super pretty, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the most beautiful songs.
Like, listen to the beginning. Like, it's such a great.
I really like this song.
Yeah. It's uplifting.
beautiful.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
That's the word. Wholesome. Yes. Yes, yeah. Maria. That's so, the word I was looking for.
Jason's album.
Hold on, he's got an album coming out?
A Philly special Christmas will drop November 22nd. Wow. And all proceeds are going to go to Philly charities.
I love it. Jason Kelsey, I love you. Mr. Stevie Nicks, you do wonderful work.
Bro. There's a lot of fan bases you can piss off. The Stevie Nicks fan base is pretty hardcore.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Can I Google Stevie Nicks real quick?
You can, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have to. Steve. Just through living in a world, Nicks? Planet Earth, you should know who Stevie Nicks is. Maury, what was the viral song that everybody was doing on TikTok?
Well, I mean, she's
not. No. You know what I mean.
Hello, I know Stevie Nicks. She's 76 years old.
Oh, here we go. Google profile.
Spouse is Kim Anderson.
What?
Oh, they were married for a year in 1983. Everybody knows Stevie Nicks from the group Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Hello.
Dreams
was the one on TikTok.
Yes. Okay. Hold here. I'll play this for you, Mocha. Give me a second.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay.
Don't come at me. I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan.
Okay. Okay. Here, let me play something for you. You're gonna know this from.
She looks great for her age.
Yeah,
though.
She does.
She looks fantastic.
Stevie Nicks is awesome.
Yeah.
Look, she's 76 years old.
Good song.
Oh my god, I love this song. This is when Nathan Apodaca was on the longboard in California and he was drinking the cranberry juice.
Thank you, the ocean spray guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember his name?
Who doesn't know Nathan Apodaca?
You didn't know Stevie Nicks, but you remember Nathan Apodaca?
Yo, my man went viral.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Red wine. Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't get
I'm on the floor.
The sky can't stop, 'cause
live at the Rogers Center.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text, where one person will win tickets to her show at midnight.
Plus, follow all the action pre- and post-show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Another rough winter. It's a given. Winterize your pickup truck now at Bison and get the extra protection, toughness, and style of Canada's most trusted truck accessory brand. Save up to $100 for a limited time on soft, hard, trifold tonneau covers, side steps, bed, and floor mats. Bison offers free Canada-wide ground shipping and offers a 2-year warranty. Or get your tonneau cover installed free when you buy locally in-store. Built for your truck, built to last. Find your location at BisonTonneauCovers.com.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Join the circle of life at The Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at The Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Hey. Got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tenamen, their protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tenamen. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Juno Award-winning Walk Off the Earth bring their musical journey January 4th to OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. They'll perform favorite covers and originals with all the energy and passion they continue to bring to the stage. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Walk Off the Earth live January 4th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
Again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
Discover more value than ever at your independent grocer, like Price Drop. They lower prices every 4 weeks, so you can save more. Shop in-store or online today.
Roz and Mocha
on KISS 92.5.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too controlled when you're not next to me? I'm
Dive. Any of the DMs that you send to the KISS social account, Maria gets them, brings them to the show, and we talk about them every day.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Regan says, what is something you want to buy, but you know you'd be judged for using it?
Oh, go, Maria.
I want to get a stroller for Romeo.
Oh, my.
Your dog?
God.
No, Maria.
I want the dog strollers.
You already bought, like, that, you know, the
bag that I put him in?
Like a baby carrier?
Yeah.
She got one for the dog. So, come on. You want to buy a stroller?
Yeah, I could go to the mall and it gets it inside, Maria, and I can put my bags underneath.
Maria, we talk so much on this show, not necessarily about why you're single, but life as a single. This is now the time where we're getting into the territory of why you're single. And these are hard conversations to have. Okay? Dog stroller at the mall is way high on that list.
Maria, I don't think so.
Can you promise us that you won't do that, please? Maria.
Your father right now just heard that, and the only thing he thought is you're never moving out.
Yeah. You or the dog. Let me see. How much are these?
They're expensive.
Holy, yo, they got one. They got one on Wayfair for $220.
Yeah, they're expensive. I wanted to put it on my Christmas wish list.
No, Maria, don't. You're not allowed.
No, I don't think my family will let me. Because I've talked to them about this before.
Okay. Damn it, Maury.
Overalls.
Overalls are in.
Why don't you have overalls?
I think I've always wanted a pair of overalls, but I think I'm too short for overalls.
Oh my God, you,
Maury, overalls are like in right now.
I know, but me in the mizzen tin.
Yeah. Have you tried?
I'm gonna get Maury a pair of red overalls so he looks like a 5-year-old.
See?
Or a fire hydrant. Poor guys. I had a pair of overalls years ago that I used to wear, and they were great, and then I just wore the hell out of them. And then I tried to find another pair of overalls like over the years, and the problem is that I'm so tall that overalls only give me like a front wedgie.
Oh, yo, that's not a good look, bro.
Right? but like everything else would be baggy except like you can see like plums, right? And it's such a bad look.
Yo, Maury, you can go on Amazon. There's a set of brand name Dickies, right?
Yeah.
$70.
There you go.
Yeah, they have Levi's on Amazon too.
I'm just worried how I'm going to look at them.
I think you're going to look great. Can you buy these and wear them to work next week?
Sure.
And underneath, either wear undershirt or white dress shirt.
I vote undershirt. Okay. I vote undershirt. Oh, actually, you know what? We do work like in a business environment. So, yes. So dress shirt, bro. time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Lindsay says, do you think Roz would ever be able to thrive in the 2024 dating game? If he had to start right now, the old man seems just so out of touch.
I think you've talked about this before. Dating would not be your thing.
It would not be my thing. But would I be like Roz from the show or would I just be regular civilian? Regular guy.
Oh, no, Roz from the show. Oh, I think Roz that's from what the show. Asking. Yeah,
I think that's unfair, though, because I think that I don't think it would be as difficult for me as it would for another guy who just happened to be single at 50. Uh-huh. Right?
Let's say not from the show.
I don't think I would date, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be able to handle, the apps. It's not that I couldn't handle somebody being in the idea of maybe somebody like being in your life, but the one thing that I'm so glad that I do not have in my life is first dates, right? That's one of the things that I never liked that. I don't like it. I don't like the phoniness attached to it. I find them really awkward and I hated them. And so that's like, that's one of the reasons why I am, you know, so elated to have a wife and everything else is that one, I love her, but two, I was just not comfortable really in that dating world. I could go party.
Yeah.
Okay. But I hated dating.
You brought up something interesting that I want to ask Maria about. Yeah. You said you're talking, Roz, about first dates.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went on a date, like a first date, Maria?
A few weeks ago.
Okay. How was it? Was it like awkward as Roz kind of like describes it or?
Yeah.
Was it somebody that you met on an app or somebody that you knew from
before? I met organically.
Okay.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Like the conversation was great. Very nice guy. Just not, I won't go on a second one. I already told him that. Just not for me. Uh-huh. But I
do
like.
Do you tell him that out on the date though?
No.
Do you say? No, you after. Don't.
No.
He should.
No, my
right
God.
Yeah. Nah, man.
No, he just paid for my dinner. Then I'm going to say thanks. By the way, I'm not going to see you again.
But how long did you wait then?
He had asked me out again the following week. And I just said, listen, like.
Did you know before he paid for your dinner that he was not going to get a second date?
I was on the fence.
And then what switched it?
I just realized, if I'm on the fence about someone, there's no point.
Okay, yeah. So you knew I don't before he paid time. For dinner that you weren't going to get a second date.
I didn't know. I just, like, I wasn't sure.
So what was the plan? If he didn't ask, right? Let's say he didn't ask.
Yeah.
No, this is great. This is interesting, right?
Yeah.
Let's say he did not ask for that second date.
Yes.
And you knew that, regardless, this guy, it wasn't going to work out, right? Would you have messaged him and said, hey, had a really good time, good conversation, or whatever. Like, thanks so much for taking me out, but I don't think, like, anything's going to happen.
Of course. I would never just, like, ghost someone. I just think...
But
I
what
think
if he didn't write you?
I still would have messaged him and like, hey, by the way, I still did the next or that night. I said, hey, by the way, thank you so much for dinner, whatever. And then he had messaged me. But either way, I was going to message him and let him know, like, listen, this is just not for me, but very nice guy.
Did he ask why?
No, but one of my friends had someone ask why.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you answer to that? You have to come up with like, oh, it wasn't you, because you're not going to tell the person X, Y, Z as to what the problem is.
But what was it though? But what was it?
Yeah. My friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
Does he listen?
I don't know if he listens to the show.
What was it with this guy?
Does he listen?
I can't. No.
Hold on. I'm going to bleep it. Yes. So nobody will know.
Nobody will ever know.
You guys better bleep this.
Yeah. I promise.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it?
Okay. There
we go.
You know what? Fair enough. That is fair and valid. No problem. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. Man, today was so much fun.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
For all the times that you rain on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake.
You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Elton, what's going on, dude? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Second time being here.
Nice. Well, welcome back. What's up?
Just wanted a follow-up question. After Halloween, you guys had that possessed doll in the studio, right?
Yeah.
I want to know if anything's happened so far. Is Maury possessed? What's going on? Anything weird happened to anyone? Do you guys feel anything weird? It seems quite normal.
I got real sick. That's it.
Yeah. Did anything happen to you, Maury?
It's hard to tell. Yeah. It's hard to know. I mean, things like I don't know. How would I know?
Well, because how? I mean, maybe we got to give it a couple of days. So who knows?
No, I mean, nothing major happened to me.
No.
Like, who was this? Who would you say was the most scared when it actually came in? Because usually what happens with spirits is...
No, Maria was scared. Maria didn't want to walk into the room.
No.
When we
I'd say that...
I usually go after the ones that are the most scared, apparently.
Definitely Maria and Mocha were one or two.
I was not scared.
Oh, my God.
Please.
I was not scared with that possessed haunted doll.
I got video footage.
Yeah.
See? Maria, I wasn't scared.
Terrified. Absolutely post the video.
Terrified.
Okay, Maria, did anything happen to you?
No, I was in here peaceful.
Okay. Sham, did anything happen to you?
No, man. I'm blessed.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they don't want to... I'm a good person.
Okay. I'm a good person, too. And, like, I wasn't scared.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to bring the guy's stuff.
Okay.
When he brought all that stuff in, the Ouija board and all that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for breaking his things.
Oh, okay. But you wouldn't touch it.
No.
Is there a time limit as to when things happen? Like, could it, maybe it's waiting for things? I mean,
if you watch horror movies, like, when you're cursed, Maury, I don't think that there is a time limit. I think that when you're cursed, the curse can hit at any minute. At any time.
It could be years, Maury.
Yeah.
Would you say, Elton?
I think it's like a couple of days kind of thing, right?
Couple of days.
He knows.
Well, I mean, in the ring, it was 7 days.
Yeah, where's your proof, Elton? Have you ever been, not possessed, but like...
Cursed?
Oh, no. I had a cousin that had a situation like that. It was really bad.
Your cousin got cursed?
She got possessed.
How?
What?
So, it's a very long story thing. Maybe like...
I got time.
You guys got time, man?
Yeah.
Well, she randomly started saying like the devil's name and stuff at night. And then according to her, he kept following her. She kept seeing him. We kept seeing her being like physically pushed like 7-8 feet across the room. It was a pretty scary situation for everyone around.
Did she ever describe what the demon or the devil looked like?
She never did. She didn't want to talk about it much. She'd walk around with like a Bible and a rosary all the time.
Yeah.
And then at night, you'd hear her talking to someone, and she tell us that he'd be like, I'll leave you alone. Give me your sister. Give me your mom. You know, stuff like that.
And how did she get rid of the devil?
Oh man, we had like a few priests and a bishop come in and stuff.
A bishop?
Damn, bro.
Yeah. But now, like she can no longer be around scary things and. She doesn't watch scary movies or anything anymore. We don't do it. You know how between cousins you do like jump scares and stuff? This is a joke. We do not do that with her anymore.
No, not at all. Damn.
Yeah, but like I was still quite skeptical about him. Like, you're lying. Yeah. But no, it's a whole thing, right?
Sounds like it.
Wait, so I don't know if you... Elton, so do you believe she was possessed by the devil or you don't?
I personally don't, but my family's up there super religious, like super, super like Christian religious, right?
So were you there for the exorcism or whatever it was that they did?
I was quite young. I was in the house at the time. I must have been about like 10 years old, and they told all of us younger like cousins and stuff, they're like, just stay in the room. Don't come outside, right? Because it happened at my house. Oh. Why it happened at my house, I don't know, but my parents decided, you know what, we'll do over here. It's a safe space. Because, like I said, my parents are super religious.
And
right?
Did you hear what was going on, though? You couldn't see what was happening.
They told us not to leave this bedroom. I'm like, I'm going to leave. So I did leave.
Yeah.
And go outside, lights going off, things are shaking. I walk back and I'm like, guys, let's not leave the room. I'm just going to put on carpet. That's where we're all just going to sit here and watch.
It's always the super religious that get possessed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but that's like the end of my story, really. But I just want to find out if you guys are okay. Because
we're fine.
Yeah, man, we're good. We're good. Everyone's good.
We're good.
All right, guys. Have yourself a great day.
You too. And, appreciate you, Elton. Hey, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I got to go with Mocha.
Hey, my guy.
All right, guys. All right.
And just to be clear, I wasn't scared when that haunted dog was here, okay?
Denial.
No. It happened.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
The fire is raging, but you're so beautiful and it's amazing, cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It's 92.5's Me or Greed.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
Visit the Dior Ball of Dreams holiday pop-up at Hudson's Bay, Yorkdale. On now until January 6th. Find the perfect gifts for the beauty enthusiast or fragrance lover on your list. Enjoy complimentary beauty consultations, holiday gift wrapping, customizations, and more.
Jim, sweetie, it's me, Dawn, on the radio. Please don't get me earrings again this year. I have a jewelry box full of them. I love them, but all I really want is a gift certificate to Thermea Spa Village. And who knows? If you get a gift certificate for two, I might even make you my plus one. Okay, love ya.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whippy to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Walmart's Black Friday deals are on now. Shop our lowest prices of the year on hundreds of items. Hurry now and save 62% on a Keurig K-Slim single-serve coffee maker. On for only $59.97. That's $100 in savings at Walmart.
Greenhouse gas pollution heats the planet
and threatens our nature.
Canada's carbon price is designed to reduce this pollution in order to protect our environment.
And the Canada Carbon Rebate gives money back to Canadians.
In Ontario, an individual gets $560 this year, with a bonus for those in rural areas.
Have it both ways with the Canada Carbon Rebate. Find out how it works and how much you could receive at canada.ca/carbon rebate.
A message from the Government of Canada.
The Sandwich of Sandwiches has arrived in Canada. Jimmy John's Sandwiches opens its first Canadian location this coming Tuesday at 197 North Queen Street, just north of Sherway Gardens. Jimmy John's famous sandwiches are what your taste buds have been waiting for. Come along for the grand opening day offer, when the first 200 in-store guests will receive a free 6-inch classic sandwich and 16-ounce fountain drink. Stop by and find out why Jimmy John's is the Sandwich of Sandwiches. Details at Jimmy John's.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by a dentist,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you
come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
At Easy Financial, we know that sometimes life can be hard to navigate, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you find yourself in a tight spot and you've been left hanging, Easy Financial is here to help with the money you need when you need it most. Now for a limited time, get 0% interest on the last 6 months of your new loan, starting November 18th. Applying won't impact your credit score. Terms and conditions apply. Visit easyfinancial.com for details.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical four-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Last chance, Princess Margaret Lottery. Early bird deadline is midnight tonight. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha Lakefront Cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay Show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than $14 million in prizes to win. Only hours remain. Early bird deadline midnight tonight. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Travel 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
Raise a smoothie to any friend you've had since 1999. That's a good friend. And Booster Juice was there. Now celebrating 25 years in Canada and more than 450 locations from coast to coast. A silver anniversary splashed with lots of oranges. Celebrate 25 years of Booster Juice with the return of OG favorite smoothies like the Marathon, the Original, and the Orangesicle. Made with oranges, orange sorbet, and vanilla frozen yogurt. Happy 25th Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
Discover more value at Loblaws with Fresh Promise. If their produce is not fresh, it's free. Shop now. Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I put good thought in my kidneys. This small jug don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Domingo, if you suffer me, I'm going to glow up one more time. Trust me, I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times. Ugh, you can't take this one nowhere. Ugh, I look better with no hair. Ugh, ain't no sign I can't smoke hair. Ugh, yeah. Give me the chance and I'll yeah. go there. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. Paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't know I'd win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb but extremists are. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more. Yeah. Cause trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said.
accept what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kind of been on the down low. I don't know if anyone knows, but Taylor Swift is performing at Rogers Center tonight. Mm-hmm. Night one of six sold out shows.
It's crazy.
Nuts. Dammit Maury was outside Rogers Center yesterday talking to a couple of people. First, we'll get to this woman named Bridget. Mm-hmm. She's from the UK, traveled to Toronto for this show, and she's been going viral for what she's trying to do. She's trying to get Taylor Swift's attention by dancing until she gets a chance to meet Taylor Swift, hopefully to get the attention. She's dancing to one song and one song only, right? She's got 6 million likes on her videos, 143,000 followers, 92 videos she's posted about this, over 40 million views. So, and again, her name is Bridget. And all she's doing is going to these shows and like...
Is she just stand there dancing?
But like before, she does go into the show at some point.
But like when she's standing outside, she's dancing?
Yes.
She's Dan Moore with Bridget.
Oh, can I say this?
Yeah.
When I was with her,
yeah.
two cars drove by,
yeah.
And out of the window, they're like, oh my God, I love your videos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn. The reason I wanted to do Toronto, it was just so random. I'm like, let's go to Canada. I've never been here before. So it was just a good reason for a holiday and to see Taylor Swift at the same time.
Now, you're going viral as well. Why don't you tell me what it is that you're doing as well while you're in Toronto?
So 124 days ago today, I randomly decided I'm going to start dancing until I meet Taylor Swift. It's just a fun little segment I do on TikTok. So I dance to the song 22 every day in like random spots, cool spots, until I meet Taylor Swift, hopefully one day.
No, there's a chance you may not get to meet her, but are you having fun doing it nonetheless?
Oh, 100%. Like, me dancing has made so many new friends. I even got to dance with Taylor's backup dancers in Milan in Italy. I stumbled across them and they did the dance with me, which is insane. And it's just, even if I don't meet her, it's just so much fun to do. And I have fun dancing, so yeah.
Is the dance intricate?
It's a whole lot of waving arms.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like those inflatables that you see at car dealerships?
Very
like,
much
like arms above the head, or
we do like pushing thingy like this, like sort of that humpity hump move.
Classic move, the standing push up move, right?
Yeah, and then the hold the wall.
So, are we allowed to say?
Yeah,
what Maury did next.
Yeah, did you get? How did you get into the Rogers Center?
Don't worry about
it. Sneak in?
Don't worry about it.
No, but did you sneak in?
Yeah,
did you?
slipped through a crack in the wall. So thin, just slide. Just the wind blew. And he was like.
Was it crazy in there?
It was quiet in the halls, but very crazy in the sort of, I guess, bowl area.
Oh, gotcha.
And Dammit Maury came across an employee.
Oh.
Working. Setting up for the Taylor Swift concert.
Right. Compared to the other venue.
Are we allowed to say who this is?
Ed Lee.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Tell me his name.
And Ed is what?
He's one of the people that travel around setting up her stage.
Got it.
Gotcha. Compared to the other venues that she's performed in, is this the exact same setup? What is the staging like?
I'm actually not allowed to talk about it too much.
Oh, damn.
But I think it's a little more streamlined than at least the previous one that was here. It's a lot faster. Things are going a lot faster, so... I mean, that's a good thing, I think.
Well, I know you can't say much, but do we see multiple staging? Do we see, like, runways? What will we see?
Again, I personally can't say too much. The best I could do would be to recommend seeing what's out there already, and that'll give people a pretty good sense, I think.
Does Taylor herself come and look at the setup and approve?
Not that I'm aware, but... It's entirely possible. I'm just one of the cogs in a very large machine. So I'm not privy to all the details. But in any case, it's all in very good hands.
So that's one of the guys building the stage for the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. So as soon as that guy leaves.
Cautious, eh?
He has to be. Soon as that guy leaves, right? He goes one way. Damon Mori goes the other way, but not towards the exit, towards like where the stage is actually being set up.
I am inside the Rogers Center. I'm not going to say how I got in here. I'm looking at the stage right now. I promised no video, but I am seeing a center stage. I am seeing a runway in front of the stage. I'm seeing a massive stage behind that with a huge screen. There are cranes lifting things into the air. So there's going to be, I guess, massive screens at the back. Of the venue that'll hold, I guess, massive screens for everyone to look. So there's a big stage with a screen, then it shoots out to a middle, bigger stage, like a round stage, and then a runway down the middle. That's what we're seeing so far.
Right, you just described every artist and band stage setup.
Stage, and then another stage, and I'm looking at stages, and there's stages. You're probably on a no-fly list now, Maury. Yeah. I wouldn't make any plans for the holidays, brother.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Hey. Bonita. Hey. Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can add it all. The way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. If I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension, don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Sexy AM fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I'll go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfect. Oh, you know I'm
no fighting,
no fighting,
no fighting,
no fighting.
No fighting.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
So I get sent a lot of talking cat videos.
Yes, you do.
Because I love a talking cat video. Mm-hmm. We've got some great ones in the past.
Oh, so many.
Hello.
Right. So there's a lot of hellos from kitties.
Oh, no,
cat.
Right. There's also.
Oh, hello, dog.
Oh, long
dog. Oh, long dog. Oh, long dog. Oh, long dog. Oh, long dog. Oh, long dog.
Hold on. Can I? Oh, I totally forgot about this one. Wait. What was it?
Wasn't it the I Am Billy? What was that? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm Fat Billy, the Peter Pan Billy, and I'm going to pop wheelies.
Okay, so
amazing.
That right there is probably the most, to this day, the most intricate string of words that a cat has said.
Yeah.
And then somebody sent me this one, which is, I'm going to say it for you ahead of time,
okay,
and then you can listen to it. And then if we need to break it down word by word, we can.
Okay.
Okay. So this is an adorable three-legged cat, by the way.
Okay.
I love a three-legged cat. So this is a cat saying, I love bananas, apples, McDonald's, and jambalaya.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, that cat lived
I
the
love
life.
Bananas,
yeah,
apples, McDonald's, and jambalaya.
Hello. Okay,
what was the first one?
I love bananas.
Oh, bananas.
Apples, McDonald's, and jambalaya.
Okay.
Hello.
Bananas.
Apples.
McDonald's.
Jambalaya.
Yo, that was a very cultured cat.
Right?
Okay. The man was traveling.
Right?
Amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
That may be my new Fat Billy.
Yeah?
I mean, I still love that better
than.
I don't know
if Fat Billy, the Peter Pan Billy, I'm gonna pop wheelies beats.
Hello.
The cat that loves all these things.
However, I do think that they would be friends.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Fat Billy, best friends with the cat that loves McDonald's and jambalaya. Yeah.
And then this guy pops up and is like, yo, fam.
Oh, hello, dog. Oh, dog.
And then the kitty in the corner was sick and tired of all of them, just wanting them to shut up, being like, yo.
No.
Yo, shut your mouth. I'm trying to do stuff here.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. Sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test.
Show
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah,
yo man,
yo,
friggin' quiet night in the city last night, huh?
Nothing going on at all.
Traffic was clear.
Yeah, it's chill. Maria yawning like on the show, like hand up, full yawn, lean back.
Yo, Maria, ready,
I'm tired.
Ready for the weekend, huh?
I'm ready to sleep.
Headband, which tells us that you wanted to do about 60% on your hair today.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, he's right.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to have to step back again and just like let you off.
No, I woke up.
You think I don't know that look?
Okay.
I said, well, this is what's happening this morning.
Yeah.
There's a baseball cap. It's just no open. You know what I'm saying?
So are you just going to like, we'll get into all the Taylor Swift stuff because I know you were out there. You and Maury were on location at Rogers Center. And I'm sure Maury's just as tired as you are, but are you...
I didn't get to bed.
At all?
No.
Damn. So, Maria, you said sleep. Are you just planning on sleeping all weekend then?
Yeah.
Stay away from downtown?
Probably not, but I mean, I'll sleep tonight.
Oh, okay. You still going to go downtown on
maybe,
the weekend?
Maybe for the atmosphere. God.
Yo, it's going to be wild.
Yeah. Maury had his Nana's hat on last night. I saw that.
Oh, thank God for Nana's hat.
Nana made you a hat because it was going to be cold.
And she saw it. Oh, my God.
What?
I ended up in the background on like a news report, and she called and she said, "I saw my hat."
Nice.
And I'm like, "That's why I wore it."
Yeah.
Honestly, good thing you're wearing a hat. It was freezing down there.
Are you kidding me? It was so cold. I wore 3 layers of socks.
I was wearing a leather jacket.
Do you like the hat?
Oh, I love the hat.
Yeah.
Matthew has one too.
Yeah. Does Matthew like the hat?
We love the hat.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Does Matthew like the hat?
No, actually, yes.
He does.
Yeah. Nana makes good hats.
Okay. Follow up question. Does Matthew wear the hat?
At the cabin when we're alone.
So in isolation.
Uh-huh. So
it's warm.
Does Matthew mind you wearing the hat?
Yes. No, he's fine.
He's fine.
I mean, yes, he doesn't mind.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Does Matthew like you wearing the hat when the two of you are together in public?
He's used to it.
He's used to it.
That's a long list. that's a long list. But yeah, last night was night one for Taylor Swift in the city.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
There were police horses that had friendship bracelets on them.
I saw the whole thing.
The horses had bracelets?
Yeah.
Massive bracelets.
Yeah, like around their necks. Poor horses.
So cute.
Yeah. Right, you think a horse?
Bro.
Well, it's like putting a bow tie on your dog.
Oh, which is perfect.
Don't even get me started on that.
We have bow ties for Andy.
Yeah, Romeo has like 4 different bow ties.
4?
Yeah, he's got a Christmas bow tie, a Thanksgiving bow tie.
What makes the Christmas bow tie different than the Thanksgiving bow tie?
It has like little Christmas stuff on it.
And what does the Thanksgiving one have?
It's just more like fall colors.
Oh, okay.
And then he has the summer bow tie.
Yeah.
And that's like a pink and blue one. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a bow tie. It's an actual tie, that one. Maria, it like hangs low.
Let me ask one question here, Maria, because yeah. I have a funny feeling you already know the answer to this.
What?
What color is your dog? Like, is he a summer or is he autumn?
He's more like a fall. He's a fall color.
He's a fall color. Yeah.
He's got like gray and brown.
I knew you knew that. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate morning.
Kiss 92.5.
I wanna bathe in you. I wanna simple distractions. Got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute. Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu, be that one exception. Nothing to lose. So come on and we can be more than a fantasy. Can be sweet, rush into my cheeks like a strawberry. So be my baby, make your dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy. Can't be sweet, rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush. You'll be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I can do here. Just to read too deep into the source you said to me. I'm not the one mentally, but I'm down for taking chances. Rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy.